Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the state announced the test results from patients only described as two older men, saying they are doing okay and have self-quarantined. Speaking via teleconference Monday night, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said both men recently traveled outside the state, and it's believed that's where they picked up the virus.
They had both been in the lower 48 in places that we saw sustained ongoing community-community transmission.
Zink says the men were in Alaska while contagious and that the state is in the process of trying to determine where they went and who they had contact with.
So what you do is you really start with that patient. You find out who's their family, who's their friends, and then you really get a map of what they've been doing for the last 14 days. You kind of go step by step by step, and they tell you, you know, where they ate, what they did, where they, you know, who they hung out with. And any time that someone was in 6 feet of them for an extended period of time, that's a close contact. They're going through all that.
Dr. Zink says individuals thought to have had contact with the patients will be notified and the general public made aware of any locations like restaurants and stores the two men visited while contagious. Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum says the situation underscores the importance of precautionary measures after returning to the state from travel outside.
We're asking everybody to very much pay attention to where they've been and then where they're going, to make sure they have compassion for the community, to monitor themselves, to isolate as much as possible.
The state is working closely with Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and hospital operator Foundation Health Partners on the local outbreak, which hospital officials say they have been preparing for since January. Foundation Health Partners Quality Medical Director Dr. Angelique Ramirez says FMH has activated a coronavirus hotline.
So that any individual in the community has questions about whether they should come in or not, they can call and actually talk to a physician.
Dr. Ramirez emphasized that patient treatment does not hinge on a positive test result, noting that local COVID-19 testing capacity is still limited. She said the hospital hopes to stand up a drive-through testing facility by the end of the week. In Fairbanks, Dan Bross.